We believe that providing information to social economy organizations and northern governments to help them use social economy organizations in a more effective way for the well-being of those communities. Next slide. So what exactly are we? We're a network of researchers and community organizers. It's a partnership between researchers. On our steering committee, we're half researchers, half community organizations. We're funded by the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada, or SHRC as we call it. And as I said, studying the role that social economy can play in the sustainable development of Northern Canada. We're built, the main three bases when we first established ourselves were the three territorial colleges, and more particularly the research institutes of the three territorial colleges. Mary Ellen has been key to helping us getting us established from the Inuit Research Institute, Alana Merrill from the Aurora Research Institute, and Clint from the Northern Research Institute in UConn College. We got base funding of $1.75 million for research over 5 years. We got that in 2006. They actually let us spend it in about 2008, I think is when they said that we could spend it. One of the problems we've had as a network is that when we got the funding, we said that we wanted the funding, the institution that received the funding, to be a northern institution. Usually the funding grant agency, the grant funding agencies, give money to universities. Well, in the north there's no universities. So we wanted it to be a northern institution. So we asked them to give it to a northern institution. It took SHRC a year and a half to give it to a northern institution, so we took a long time getting established. But that's a whole other story. The network covers the Yukon, Northwest Territories, Nunavut, Nunavik, and Labrador. And in Labrador, our partner Ron already introduced himself this morning, the Labrador Institute in Labrador. The next slide. Our research is organized around four main themes. When we first looked at how we wanted to look to analyze social economy organizations in the Canadian North, we asked ourselves, what was unique about the social economy? What were the unique aspects of the North, of the economy in Northern Canada, that we have to integrate into any studies of the social economy organizations in that region? And we decided that obviously one of the most important themes is the dependence on resources. Sort of the fact that the economies of the North are totally dependent, or almost totally dependent upon resource development. And the impact of that dependence on communities is going to have major influence on social economy organizations in northern communities. So we wanted to have that as a key theme for research that's being done. And Brenda Parley, who's working on the computer there, she's in charge of the core research for that particular area. Obviously, the other thing is the role of the state in the North, the dominance of the Canadian federal government in economic and social development in the North has been sort of a key fact of the history of the North. And so we had to integrate that notion of the dominance of the state, the importance of the state in the North, into the research. So Francis Abel is doing key research that sort of concentrates on that aspect, that looks at, that tries to keep in mind the sort of the omnipresence of the federal state in the history of these communities. And then obviously the importance of Indigenous communities, the importance of traditional activities and traditional values on the social and economic development in these communities is a theme four. And David Natcher from the University of Saskatchewan, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, is in charge of that particular theme. We do have other research projects that fall outside the themes, but those are our four key themes. I just wanted to show you who's on our steering committee. Maybe I can take a couple of minutes just to introduce everybody. You've already been introduced to them, but you probably forgot who they are. Clint, if you could just raise your hand. Is Clint not here? Not here. Alana, unfortunately, couldn't be here from Inuvik. Mary Ellen, you know Mary Ellen. Is Mary Ellen here? Oh, she's back. Marianne's back there. Ron, from Labrador. Charles, back there, from Kujawak, Inakivik. Mary is not here yet, I don't think.
She's on the flight right now.
She's on the flight right now. She should be here soon. Francis, David's not here. Brenda, myself, and Val. Next slide. Okay, I am sort of trying to coordinate the research on theme one. Theme one is more of the general theme, trying to develop a profile, conceptualize, inventory, and evaluate the northern social economy. So quick name, next one. So in terms of this types of the research that I'm doing, it's to show in concrete terms how important formal social economy organizations are to communities in the north, to find out what the unique aspects of the social economy organizations are in the north, and to determine what are the biggest needs of the social economy in the north. That's probably the most simplistic way of saying what we're trying to do. So how are we doing this? First of all, the first thing we did was to do what we call a census of all social economy organizations in the north. That's to basically create a list of all the social economy organizations in the north and find out some of the key characteristics of that. We've gotten that through a variety of sources, and we now have that sort of census that we can use for base research. We also use that census as a sampling frame when we do more in-depth research of social economy organizations. We did a questionnaire survey last year. Some of you may have filled in the questionnaire. A lot of you probably got the questionnaire and didn't have time to fill in the questionnaire. But we did a questionnaire survey last year, and I'll be talking more about that in a second. And what we're doing now is community workshops to discuss a lot of the things that we found in the initial questionnaire. And we're also doing a second questionnaire survey now. And so some of you will be getting or have recently gotten a second questionnaire, a much shorter questionnaire than the first one that we're trying to supplement information that we got in the first question. So right now what I basically am going to do is we've just completed a report on the information contained in the initial questionnaire survey and census information in Nunavut. And this report builds on the information that was contained in the survey that Glenn talked about in Nunavut in 2006, the nonprofit survey that was done, and tries to fill out some of the questions that were raised in that initial survey. We're just in the stage of verifying some of this information before it's released, but hopefully this report will be released fairly soon. But I just want to raise a couple of points that we found in this report. Go to the next one. To describe what we did, as I said before, we had 295 census organizations that we identified. When we did this survey, we had 285. We sent out 285 questionnaires. We found that people who work in social economy organizations in Nunavut are very busy, and often they don't have time to fill out questionnaires, especially questionnaires that were very long. The first questionnaire we sent out was an extremely long questionnaire. It was long because we decided to partner with questionnaire surveys being done in other regions of Canada, and they decided that all this information was important. So we included that in our questionnaire, and it was quite long, too long. But we got 38 returned. But what was interesting is that when we did analysis of these 38, we found that these 38 were extremely representative of the social economy in Nunavut. So that was important for us, that when you compare the key characteristics of the 295 social economy organizations, we found that these 38 that we got were actually extremely representative of us. So, next one. So what are some of the results we found? I'm just going to highlight a couple of things now. Found that social economy organizations in Nunavut are much younger than elsewhere in Canada, except for cooperatives. The cooperatives, obviously, in Nunavut are the oldest social economy organizations. They've been in existence, many of them, since the 50s. The next oldest are the Hunters and Trappers organizations, so it's the next oldest social economy organizations. The other social economy organizations tend to be much younger. If we go to the next slide. The other thing that we found out is interesting, once again, today I'm just sort of throwing out some of the findings from this report that I thought you'd find interesting. The final report, which, as I say, should be ready fairly soon, will have much more elaborate information. But one of the things we found out is that there's fewer social economy organizations in Nunavut are registered as charities. And that might be something that social economy organizations might want to look at if they wanted to look for a source of funding or whatnot. But if you can go back to that one, sorry. But that might be because of the nature of the social economy organizations in Nunavut, so I'm not really sure if that's important or not. Okay, now that Nunavut social economy organizations are showing high rates of growth membership. And here we're comparing with the territories, and you see high rates of growth in the territory compared to the other territories. But in fact, it's even higher if you compare it to Canada. So the social economy organizations are growing in Nunavut, are growing at quite a high rate. Now, in part, obviously, this is due to demographics. There are other reasons as well. I already mentioned fewer social economy organizations in Nunavut use volunteers. There were a series of questions we asked about issues that they're facing, and we asked about human resources, some of the issues of human resources needs of organizations. We found that obtaining and retaining paid staff is the biggest human resource problem for social organizations in Nunavut. The next one. We looked at a series of financial needs questions in the survey. We found that the biggest funding issue for social economy organizations in Nunavut is a reduction in government funding. We did analysis of the funding, and we made an initial estimation that, probably closer to a guesstimation, but it's an estimation based on our survey, that that social economy organizations in Nunavut manage approximately $132 million in funds each year. Next slide. And that we looked at, when you look at general problems, not a surprise, it's probably not a surprise to anyone here, finding funding is the most important general problem for social economy organizations in Nunavut. And I think that's it.